This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys have heard, a woman was walking her dogs and is now presumed dead because she was attacked and killed by an alligator. I don't know if you guys heard that. If we believe the alligator pulled her down into the lake that she was walking her dogs nearby. No, the alligator didn't go after the dogs. They went after her. More meat. And from what we're understanding, an alligator warning was issued to residents by a homeowners association just 2 days before she was attacked and killed. The Isla del Sol Homeowners Association and Plantation reportedly issued a wildlife alert on Wednesday in an email that urged residents to exercise caution with their families and pets, mindful that alligators, snakes, and other wildlife would be in the area. The alert was sent out after authorities trapped a 6-foot alligator near a resident's front door. Oh, can you imagine? I would have freaked out. Can you imagine picking up an Amazon box and all of a sudden an alligator? Do alligators roar? I think they're quiet. I think alligators are very quiet. Do they roar? I think of an alligator like a dinosaur or like a sea monster. I think we should. I mean, somebody that can grab you and pull you down. Remember that little kid in Florida a couple years ago? On the Disney Resort Hotel? Along the water there? I've been there. It's gorgeous. Alligator made his way into that water, pulled the little kid down. You know, we parents, we let our kids go and play near the water and play near ponds like we used to as we were kids, but not with alligators around. So, it's not a big deal if Shizuka Matsuki, that's who it was, received the email before she went to walk her dogs Friday morning. So, we don't know if she read the email. I'm sure they could tell by her computer. And this was at Silver Lakes Rotary Nature Park in Davie near Matsuki's home. A passerby saw Matsuki with her dogs near the shoreline about 9:45 a.m. A short time later, the passerby called 911 to report seeing Matsuki's dogs alone and barking, including one that appeared to have been bitten by a gator. So police and wildlife experts immediately launched a search for Matsuki in the area of water channels and ponds about 25 miles north of Miami and suspected the worst when a large gator was spotted swimming in the area. So gator hunters were dispatched to the scene and captured and killed an alligator measuring 12 feet 6 inches. And when they performed a necropsy on the reptile, they found her arm identified by a tattoo in the gator's stomach. So her body was discovered just before 10 p.m. at Silver Lakes Rotary Natural Park Pond. So how common are these alligator attacks? Well, it's very interesting. We don't really have a year-by-year, I don't believe, statistic that I could find. I have something here that looks like it's data over the last few decades. And let me just tell you the states that have clocked in alligator attacks. Florida is number one. Then Alabama. I'm sorry, not Alabama. Texas comes next. So Florida, then Texas, then Georgia, South Carolina, then Alabama, and then Louisiana. And I guess there's been 17 alligator fatalities. This would make it 18, I believe, in Florida since they started reporting these. 351 attacks. Texas has had about 15 attacks. Georgia, South Carolina, each 9. Alabama, 5. Louisiana, 2. Now let's compare that to shark attacks. Oh, by the way, there was an alligator fatality in Georgia, but the majority of the fatalities happened in Florida. And they drag you under, you're fighting, but if they're clamped on a body part, you can't, and they're heavy. Look, a 12-foot, they're going to hold you down, and we're not very strong swimmers. Even the strongest of swimmer can't outswim or fight off an alligator underneath the water. And so you end up drowning, and then they eat you. Now, compared to shark attacks, there's more shark attacks in Florida, but more shark attacks in South Carolina, but less in Georgia. There were more alligator attacks than shark attacks in Georgia. Then there were 30 shark attacks in Texas, warmer waters, of course, Louisiana, etc. What about shark fatalities? Well, 8 shark fatalities compared to alligator fatalities in Florida. So more alligator fatalities in Florida. And then there was 1 shark fatality in Texas. So these things are a lot more common than we think. And it's frightening to think that here you are, we train ourselves to walk on the sidewalk and stay away from cars, you know, look both ways before we cross the street, make sure we have mates or walk during the day so we don't get abducted. You know, there's all these things we're taught to do. Then, you know, if there's a shooter, you know, stay away from a very highly public area or, you know, be aware of somebody with a drive-by. I mean, these are just things that we're always conscious of. I would have never even thought to panic about a gator. And I guess in Florida now, you need to be on aware. I've been to Plantation, Florida. Tonight, you know, see, Florida, and I'm wondering if, you know, the climate change is going to have anything to do with it. But Florida, to me, looks like it's going underwater. Now, maybe it's always been like that because of the marshlands and stuff, but the Everglades. But, you know, when you fly over Florida and when you're driving around, you know, there's a lot of water. So you're like, wow, look at all these rivers and look at all these lakes. And you're like, no, actually, we're kind of on an island. It's not that there's lakes on our land. It's that there's little bits of land poking up through the water. And that's how I look at Southern Florida. It's gorgeous. I would love to live in Southern Florida. But I just feel like there's more water and less land. It's going under. As opposed to where I live in Vegas, it just seems to be less water and more dried up desert. I mean, it just looks like the Colorado is drying up and drying up. So it looks like our destiny is the Southwest United States just gets drier and we tip a little bit more into the water where Florida starts to lose more and more of its, you know, its beautiful land as that starts in their coastline. And I could be wrong. And so you just kind of notice that maybe alligators are like, you know what? I want to be on land. There's more to eat out there. And these guys don't remember that there used to be a shore right here. It's scary stuff. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a dermatologist who was seen dancing on videos, I believe 20 different videos were posted on YouTube, has now had her license suspended. She's a doctor in Georgia. And Dr. Wendell Davis Boot has been suspended, and because her continued practice, quote, poses a threat to public health, safety, and welfare. She's a dermatologist and director of Boot Contour Surgery and Skin in Liburn, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. Her website claims she has a surgeon's hands and a woman's touch. Now, Latoya Radu is the patient who appears in the one video that has gone viral, and she is now planning to sue for pain and suffering, according to the Times, saying that Davis Boot should have been paying more attention to her work and less dancing. Now, the patient says, I just wanted my butt a little rounder and smaller. Instead, her buttocks are now lopsided, and her left side is continually itching. She says, I can't live like this. It affects our relationship. It affects everything. I'm very self-conscious. And I guess Redu, the patient, will join 9 other patients who have sued the doctor. They claim that her practice left them disfigured and in one case caused brain damage. So we were talking about how if you're caught dancing in the OR, is that enough to lose your license? Well, no. But when you allegedly cause brain damage or cause malpractice, yes, medical boards take that very seriously. And don't be surprised if now they'll take dancing, just dancing alone, seriously as well. So the Times reported that the Georgia Composite Medical Board said it received reliable information that a patient had been taken by ambulance to a hospital May 31st, one day after liposuction, breast augmentation, and a Brazilian butt lift operation. The patient had a collapsed lung and suffered from anemia because of acute blood loss. The patient remained in the hospital as of Wednesday. Davis Booth's treatment failed to conform to the minimal standards of acceptable and prevailing medical practice. The board said, describing a pattern of conduct and citing unsatisfactory treatment for 6 other patients. Now, a publicist for Davis Booth said since the suspension, she is not able to comment at this time. So during an interview on HLN posted on Thursday, she said, I've done nothing wrong. I'm a surgeon. I'm supposed to be able to multitask. Now, in one video viewed by the Times, and again, these videos have been taken down from YouTube, Davis Booth dances to a song called Cut It. As the song begins, her fingers roll on the patient reduced skin, and she moves them to the beat. Then she begins to slice the air with her scalpel, just inches from the patient's back. Then the video reportedly shows her making incisions, but her scalpel is moving to the music. Then she pauses to wave the scalpel at the camera, and the music continues to play. So Davis Booth reportedly appears in 20 YouTube videos, all of which have been taken down. Susan Wade, a medical malpractice attorney who is representing Badu, says at least 100 people have come forward to complain about Davis Booth. I think they ultimately acted because of public pressure. It should not have come to this. Okay, so you guys as patients are probably freaked out beyond belief where this kind of stuff could even happen in an OR. I'm actually shocked that somebody did videotape themselves with a patient. I mean, there's privacy. I mean, how does this patient know it was her? But my guess, because again, when you're a doctor or a medical provider, you're not supposed to, advertise or promote pictures without somebody's consent. However, when it comes to plastic surgery, you do have to sign a form that you'll allow pictures. That's really frustrating for a lot of us women. Like, really? There's going to be pictures of me? Really? I have to have pictures taken? And I guess they do. And they're somewhere. And, you know, remember somebody was hacked? Plastic surgeon was hacked? And so these nude photos of celebrities were out there. It's scary stuff. But still, no permission is given for you to be in a video that later gets put on YouTube where somebody's dancing. And so even if somebody consents to a medical educational video, they don't consent to that. So, yes, the person has a case. Number 2 is, if there's malpractice, whether they blame the dancing or not, there's malpractice. If somebody left you lopsided, if somebody, you know, there was acute blood loss, somebody didn't tie off a blood vessel properly, yes, that could be considered malpractice. Yes, you can give informed consent. Say, look, I understand there could be bleeding. I understand that I could get a cosmetic deformity. But the misbehavior of a medical provider that's caught on video can be enough to override that informed consent. Because you could say, look, I consented, assuming the doctor was going to be acting professionally. So now, why the hell would a medical provider who is that gifted to be able to train in dermatology as well as plastics? I mean, that takes a lot. That takes a lot of intelligence, good board scores, a lot of hard work to make it that far. Why would they do something so stupid as to dance in the middle of an OR and let it get videotaped? Because the one thing that supersedes intelligence and logic is, well, there's a couple things. One could be greed. The other, fame. Wanting fame. or the passion for becoming the next internet sensation. And what, there's like a Dr. Pimple Popper out there, and you have Dr. Oz, and you have, you know, other people that get famous, or they get maybe 5 or 10 minutes of fame. And there are a lot of us that are frustrated wannabe stars. I know, I've told you guys when I get upset. You know how many times I've diagnosed thyroid cancer in somebody, but some other doctor gets it and he's the one that gets all over the news? Yeah, I get frustrated by that. Because I like, you know, I like fame. I'm not going to lie about that. I'd love to be a female Dr. Oz. I think that would be really fun. I think that would be really, really cool. But I'm not going to do anything stupid to get there. You know, I'd love to be rich and wealthy, but I'm not going to sell stuff on my show and, you know, do things that I don't believe in to get there. I want to get there being proud of everything I do each and every day, you know? So I don't want to sleep to the top. I don't want to sell out. I don't want to do that, okay? It's not worth it. I don't want to, tarnish my image just to be able to be famous, because I don't want to be famous in that way. I want to be famous for me. I don't want to be famous being a naked doctor or a doctor getting drunk and doing something or doing some bad dancing somewhere. I don't want that. And so I would rather not be famous and not be wealthy, but sticking to my guns. And that's just me. But you have other people out there that are like, you know what? This is funny. I could become famous. I could get more patients. I'm not saying this particular doctor in Georgia did that, but you could have somebody think that. Going, you know, what will somebody watch on YouTube? They won't watch an educational video. But you do something cute and funny, it can go viral. And this idea of going viral is pathologic. And people will do stupid things to themselves and their careers. Look at the Tide Pod Challenge. Swallowing Tide Pods? Are you kidding me? I mean, people are doing stupid stuff, sticking condoms up their nose. Because they want the fame. They would love to go viral. Who did that stupid Friday song? It's Friday, Friday. I don't really remember the song. And I guess she made the song and it was supposed to be a joke or something and it went viral. Okay, people need to realize nobody knows who she is, or I don't even know her name, or where she is. I mean, if she's famous, then, you know, bad on me. I guess I'm not up. But my guess is she's not famous anymore. Okay, there are things you could do. You could get out there. And then you're not famous anymore. You got to stop and look and go, look, what if my fame only lasts 10 minutes? And it wasn't worth it. And so when a medical provider does something like this, it really embarrasses, allegedly, it really embarrasses the medical community. Okay? You know, I worry that some people don't like what I do. You know, I'm on air. I make fun of some of these articles because they sound too hoity-toity. I give my opinion. You know, I make jokes about stuff. And, you know, I sometimes worry that people will say, well, gosh, you know, she's not acting like a Harvard doctor or, you know, somebody who, you know, really studies the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, you know what? That's not me. I performed great medicine. I never killed anybody. I never got sued, knock on wood. Still could happen, you know. But, I practiced real good medicine. And I'm proud with what I did. And I didn't put patients at risk. And so I'm really happy with my career. If somebody doesn't like that I'm on the radio, they could, you know, bite me. Okay? And if people don't like the way I say bite me and that I say bite me, they could bite me. But going this far to be famous dancing in an OR, it's ridiculous. And I understand the patient might have been safe. You had the anesthesiologist watching. She was still sterile. You know, you don't have to be stupid. So I really urge many of you guys who really want to be famous and want something to pop and go viral to just stop, take a breather, and realize that even if you do become famous, it may only be for 10 minutes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
We are just under 8 hours from President Trump meeting face-to-face with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Earlier today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the media.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Former ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, said he likes what he's seeing so far.
Well, I'm getting some good vibrations. I think it's very important that the summit focus on the main issue of denuclearization.
The Interior Department announced that they would be spending $256 million in funding on infrastructure projects at 22 national parks. The parks include the Great Smoky Mountains, Mount Rushmore, and Yellowstone. The money will be spent on updating visitor centers, repairing some flood damage, and also rehabilitating wastewater systems. Currently, the Dow Jones is up just over 50 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell
you. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess the Eastern Pacific hurricane season is off to a robust start with, I believe, two storms. Hurricane Bud. Yeah, Hurricane Bud is the second of back-to-back major hurricanes to form in less than a week. The Category 3 storm is currently churning toward Baja California, and they believe it's going to weaken before it makes landfall. As of 3 a.m. local time this morning, Bud was still picking up steam roughly 235 miles south of Manzanillo, Mexico. And the National Hurricane Center put Bud's winds at 150 miles per hour, making it a Category 3 storm. That's the threshold for Class 1 storms as major hurricanes. We've talked about this. Meteorologist Ryan Mao tweeted that a more recent satellite image with data indicating Bud had reached Category 4 strength around 132 miles per hour. Now, I guess Aletta was before it. I don't know if you guys have been kind of up on all these names. Let me see if I have. We kind of like to predict the strength of hurricanes based on the names. We usually concentrate on the Atlantic storms because the Pacific storms don't really seem to bother us as much as the Atlantic ones do. But Aletta was the one before it. And Bud seems to be increasing its intensification. They say the outer bands of Bud's winds could reach Mexico, prompting the NHC to issue tropical storm watches from Manzanillo North to the Puerto Vallarta area. If you've ever been to Puerto Vallarta, it is gorgeous. It could reach Baja California near Los Cabos by Saturday as a tropical storm. And then from there, we don't know if Bud is going to push to the southwest. It's still too early, but the southwest could use some rain. All right. Back in 2016, the remnants of Hurricane Newton reached Arizona. That was the last time a tropical system impacted the southwest. So for those people in the southwest United States, they are going to be watching. Now, the eastern Pacific hurricane season began May 15th. Usually hurricane season starts at about June 1. Pacific may start a little bit earlier, but we are now into hurricane season. So, just to go over the categories, Category 1 is when you have winds between 74 to 95 miles per hour. Category 2 is when you have 96 to 110 miles per hour. Category 3 is 111 to 130 miles per hour. Category 4, 131 to 115 miles per hour. Category 5, hurricanes, those are the big ones, like a twister, have sustained winds of over 155 miles per hour. Now, any given year, the Atlantic averages 12 hurricanes, with two becoming major. Now, we call a major hurricane something three and above. So we're talking 111 winds on up. Katrina, back in 2005, was at one point a hurricane five. That's why everybody's like, okay, well, Hurricane Katrina was a five, but it didn't hit land as a five. It was a 3 to 4 when it hit land, and that's kind of important because it killed about 1,800 people. 1,800. Caused $108 billion in damage, and it wasn't a level 5 or a category 5 when it hit land. It was a level 3 to 4, meaning if a level 5 ever did hit land, we could be really, really hurting. The deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane in 1900. That killed 10,000 people. Now, many would say, well, wait a second, back in the 1900s, they didn't have TV, they didn't have satellite, they couldn't warn everybody. Yeah. I get that. So, you know, we don't know if the Galveston hurricane was stronger than Katrina, but, you know, hopefully in this day and age, I mean, still 2005, we still couldn't escape thousands of people dying from that, even in this day and age. So according to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, the Weather Company at Colorado State University, our 2008 hurricane season is going to be above average. They think we're going to have 14 named storms, and that's the Atlantic. Or 14 named storms, 7 of which expect to become hurricanes, 3 of which to become major. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Again, we have near-record warm sea temperatures in the tropical Atlantic. If El Nino were to develop, that would also change the forecast. El Nino, we talked about, is the ocean-atmospheric interaction where the sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. That causes increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. Then that causes more highly active hurricane seasons. So the names of the Atlantic, right? We have Alberto, which we already dealt with, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto I'm a little worried about, Florence, Gordon, Helene could be a tough one, Isaac, Hurricane Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, that could be a tough one, Leslie, Michael, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Hurricane Sarah, Hurricane Tony, Valerie, and William. In the Pacific, we have Aletta and Bud, Carlotta, Daniel, Amelia, Fabio. Fabio would probably mess up our hair a lot. Gilma, Hector, Ileana, John, Christy, Hurricane Lane, Miriam, Norman, Olivia, Paul, Rosa, Sergio. Hurricane Sergio. That would be a sexy one. Tara, Vincent, Willa, Xavier, Yolanda, and Zeke. So I'm worried about Helene, Isaac, and Kirk. That's what I'm worried about. All right, so this is time to prepare. Make sure you're up on the latest alerts. Evacuate when city officials tell you to. Make sure you have adequate water, 1 gallon per day per person for at least 3 days. Don't forget the pets. You need about a quarter to a half a gallon of water per pet, except the fish, obviously. canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medications, and waterproof containers. They need to be set aside for disaster. Have your important papers and waterproof, fireproof casings. This is the time to get ready, people. If you live in an area, right, like Florida or along the coast, this is, you know, don't wait the week of. Then there's nothing on the shelves. You can start storing up water and stuff now. We all should have, like, a little, you know, bunker. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this is interesting. This could be huge for elections. Apparently, the Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling gave Ohio a victory Monday in a fight over their state's method for removing people from the voter rolls. Now, this is a practice civil rights groups said can discourage minority turnout, but other people don't see it that way. And they say at least a dozen other states may adopt a similar practice based on this, keeping their voter registration lists accurate and up to date. So apparently, all states have procedures for removing from the registration list the names of people who have moved and are therefore no longer eligible to vote in a given precinct. So the issue before the Supreme Court was whether a voter's decision to sit out of a certain number of elections could trigger them being kicked off the list. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion and said the court's job was not to decide whether Ohio's supplemental process is the ideal method for keeping its voting rolls up to date. The only question before us is whether it violates federal law, and it does not. So Ohio election officials send notices to anyone who fails to cast a ballot during a two-year period. People who do not respond and don't vote over the next 4 years, including in two more federal elections, could be dropped from the list of registered voters. So, where there's been an issue is you'll have people that have died, and they will be on the list. And somebody could say, yeah, I'm John Smith. So they go, oh, John Smith is on here. And they vote as John Smith because nobody's checking ID. But that John Smith has been dead for a couple years. So, I guess a federal appeals court had ruled against the state earlier, concluding that roughly 7,500 Ohio voters, right, were wrongly purged from the list in the 2016 election. See, how I look at that is then what you do is you always, like, I mean, you could register to vote before every election. You could re-register your name. But, I mean, I'm of the thinking that, you know, those of us who are legally allowed to be here should be able to vote. That's the key, legally allowed to be here. So if you have people that don't, you know, that have moved, how do they know if somebody moved? If it's been a few years. So I don't mind there being a more up-to-date process because we really do need accuracy with our registration rolls. That drives me crazy that people who have been dead for a while are ending up voting. I don't think that's fair at all. And I don't think it's fair for somebody who, you know, doesn't belong here that isn't paying taxes to vote. I don't think illegals should be allowed to vote here. However, if they become residents or they start going through the process, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Speaks
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, now we have a salmonella outbreak in pre-cut melon. According to the CDC, 60 people have already gotten sick. So officials urge people to throw out pre-cut melon sold in major supermarket chains. How many of you guys have a bunch of mango and cantaloupe? Pine, yeah, how many of you guys have in Honeydew? So 5 states, fruit has sickened over 60 people, according to the CDC. Kaito Foods, or Kato Foods, LLC, recalled its packages of pre-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and fresh medley products containing these melons after people reported feeling ill after eating the fruits. Now, the fruit was produced at a facility in Indianapolis, Indiana. Officials say people reported contracting salmonella after eating pre-cut melon between April 30th and May 28th. At least 31 people were hospitalized. Now, the melon was sold in plastic clamshell containers at Costco, J.C., Kroger, Payless, Owens, Sprouts, Trader Joe's, Walgreens, Walmart, and Whole Foods Amazon. Now, for those of you going, okay, wait a second, I've eaten this, now what? Well, these are the states that were involved. Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. Cato Foods has ceased production and distribution of the melons. Consumers are urged to throw away pre-cut melons that will fall within the recall. All right, so salmonella. What are the symptoms of salmonella? Fever, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain. You even get a rash. Salmonella poisoning could be bad. It could be fatal, especially in young children, elderly. The bacteria could also cause infections of the heart, endocarditis. It could cause arthritis, a whole variety of things, a lot of itises. So salmonella, not good. And this is what really bothers me. Okay, so I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I'm like, all right, you know, because, again, I've been losing weight, and I want to keep up the momentum. So for lunch today, I'm going to have almonds and cherries. I bought a bunch of cherries, and I have some almonds, so that's going to be my lunch. I had also bought carrot sticks and celery, but I dropped the package all over the floor this morning. So there goes that, except two were still left in the package. So I have one piece of celery and one carrot. So, you know what? It's my fault for dropping stuff. I should have been more careful. And so I saw the pre-cut fruit. This is before I knew that there was a recall. And I'm in Nevada, so it's not really involved in the recall. But, you know, I'm seeing people go and buy fruit, and I'm like, good for them. You know, choosing that over, you know, a bunch of cupcakes and, you know, the bakery goods. Not a lot of people are in the bakery area. I still bought some brownies, of course. I'm not stupid. I love brownies. I love chocolate. I still bought some brownies. But, you know, you see people buy the pre-cut vegetables, and that would be a nice, healthy lunch. Have some melons, have some vegetables, and some nuts. That would be a fantastic lunch. And so what kills me is, like, with this romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, or the salmonella egg issue, or now the salmonella melon issue, is here we are trying to eat healthy, trying to eat whole foods and get our fruits and vegetables in, and we're being hit by an outbreak. I mean, you don't really hear somebody eating salami and getting E. coli or salmonella, or somebody eating cured ham and getting that. And, you know, we're trying to stay away from processed foods. We're trying to do as good a job as we can. And then these stupid things happen. Now, staying away from sugar is something that we've been urging people. Toddlers in America, according to the CDC, are eating too much added sugar. And it gets worse when they get older. As we know, extra sugar consumption is linked to high levels of obesity, cavities, asthma even, and risk factors for heart disease later in life. It's also been associated with higher cholesterol levels and elevated blood pressure. So sugar is bad. And the American Heart Association already recommends that children under the age of 2 avoid food with added sugars. So avoid the ready-to-eat cereals, avoid baked goods, avoid dessert, sugary drinks, you know, or like, you know, the apple juice, yogurt, candy. But parents don't seem to be following the guidelines, shocking researchers at the CDC. According to lead study author Kristen Herrick, a nutritional epidemiologist from the CDC, she says this is the first time we have looked at added sugar consumption among children less than 2 years old. And the study was conducted in Maryland, looked at parents of 800 children aged 6 to 23 months old, what their child's added sugar consumption was in a 24-hour period. And they found that the amount of added sugar increased as the kid got older. Yeah, 6 months old are still dealing with porridge and, you know, oatmeal type stuff and you know, like the rice cereal, the Gerber rice cereal, that kind of thing. So from 4 to 6 months when we start to do some table foods, so we're not really giving the kids that. But once those kids seem happy, and I'll tell you what's going on. For the 6 to 11 months old, though, according to ABC News, 61% of the sugar in their diet was added sugar. By the time the kids reached 1 to 2 years old, it was even higher. 98-99% of the sugar those children ate were added, so like not in the fruit or, you know, the food naturally. And the added sugar between the toddlers was the highest, 7 teaspoons of added sugar per day. That's more than a Kit Kat bar. And the study is limited in some ways because obviously, you know, it depends on what the parents remember. Some parents may be like embarrassed. So I'm expecting that these kids are eating a lot of sugar. And so we thought that, you know, all right, kids are going to get enough sugar for their vegetables and their fruits. But they say an apple contains natural sugar, good fiber and nutrients. That's fine. But if all the kids does is eat fruit and they aren't getting vegetables and other things in there, then they're getting a lot of their diet is being weighted more towards the sugar. And they say a single serving size of yogurt with fruit at the bottom could be 6 teaspoons of sugar. An 8-ounce serving of apple juice or orange juice, 5.5 teaspoons of sugar. Dried fruits even have sugar. They say 21 teaspoons and 1 cup of dried fruit alone. Energy and protein bars. Ketchup has sugar. They say 1 tablespoon of ketchup has 1 teaspoon of sugar. So people are adding sugar when they make these foods. And that's why kids like them. Oh, ketchup's delicious. I love ketchup. I really like ranch dressing. So, what they've recommended, the U.S. government's 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines for Americans states Americans over the age of 2 should consume less than 10% of their daily calories from added sugar. There's not really recommendations for children under 2. It's like, you know, try to keep that away. But it looks like they now need to recommend it because those parents are stupid. And I know what's going on. Okay, we want our kids' affection. I mean, look at how many dads can't wait to give their son, right, their first beer. They know the beer isn't good for them. But boy, do they want to be there at that moment, and they want the child to look at their them, right, with wide eyes and admiration. That's something most dads dream about, you know, giving my son his first beer or his first box of condoms or whatever. You know, we moms, okay, we do the same thing. Well, not with condoms or beer, but with treats. So if there's something really, really yummy, and our kids were really, really good, even the little baby, and you want to give them a lick of a lollipop and see their eyes light up as a little toddler going, wow, mommy did that. Mommy's a goddess. We mommies like that too. We want our kids happy and we want our kids to love us. Then we get scared and we're like, okay, no, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, and they hate us. And we hate that our kids hate us, especially as teenagers. I can't stand the fact that my son tries to hide what he eats from me because he knows I'm going to yell at him about the nutritional component of what he's eating. If he goes to Five Guys and has a burger and fries, I'll go, did you have lettuce and tomato on your burger? No. He orders his burgers without lettuce or tomato. So I'm like, you ask for the lettuce and tomato on the side so it doesn't sully your burger and you eat that lettuce and tomato. Oh, Mom, I don't want to get E. coli. Oh, yeah, he's using that whole E. coli outbreak against me every day. So, you know, he thinks I'm a pain in the butt. So I get why we parents do what we do. I get it. But don't. 1-877, Doc Valley.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.